I am Stachescu Anka, and I'm interviewing Helen Krutenacker at 55 Grandview Avenue. Can you please tell me your full name and age?
Helen E. Krutenacker.
And your age?
70.
Oh, isn't that nice? Could you please tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, what do you want to know? Let's see.
I was a school guard
for the city of Bridgeport for 5 years. I worked in ordinance for eight years. I worked for the Diocese of Bridgeport 5 years, taking care of the elder people who needed rides. And, well, I was all around. What else would you like to know?
Okay,
can you tell me a little bit
about your parents? Were they residents of Bridgeport?
We came from New York. I was born in New York, my sister. And my brother that died. We were all born in New York. My kid brother was born here. He's a school teacher of music for the city of Bridgeport. Now, my father and mother, they came from New York.
What's the reason for which they came? Did it have anything to do with their employment status?
Gee, I wish I knew, because both my parents, well, my father and mother separated. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if my mother is alive today, but she's on the age. If I'm 70, she must be 88, you know?
Oh,
so, but my father passed away in 63. He fell down a flight of stairs. No. Now, I don't know if they came here or not, but I remember him working in the plush shop. We called it the plush shop. They used to make velvet on Kazoo Street. Now they don't, now it's gone. But that's where he used to work, you know?
How many family members were living in your household?
Let's see. It was four children.
Mm-hmm.
It was my mother and my dad. And my mother left me when I was 9 years old. And then my father remarried when I was 12. And boy, wasn't she a mean stepmother.
Were you the eldest?
No, I have a sister that's 1 year older than me. No.
Can you describe the family life, the roles of the wife, husband, and children?
Well, I told you, my mother left me 9 years old. She taught us how to...
How about your stepmother?
I told you, she was mean. I used to put curlers in my hair, and we had the store, and I was getting ready for school. I had to do the homework with a small light that we used to have on at night in the bedroom. Because she wouldn't let me do it. 9 o'clock, she used to close the store, and I put curlers in my hair, and she'd pull them out. She said, what do you want to do, look pretty? She wouldn't let me go to high school. She said I'd be running after the boys. She was really evil.
Did you ever go to high school?
No, because at that time, my brother went. My brother and I graduated from Franklin School at the same time. And we had to pay for our books. Yeah, we had to pay for the paper.
Wow.
We had to pay for everything. It's not like today that the school gives it to you. No, we had to pay for it.
What level of school did you complete?
Grammar school. My brother went to high school.
So you tell me that not everybody could attend school. Only certain people, like the upper class, could attend school. The upper class could attend school, right? Not everybody could. People who didn't have the money, they couldn't afford it.
Yeah, like me. My stepmother didn't believe that I should go to high school. And she didn't want to buy me books, pencils, nothing. They only bought it for my brother. Well, she had a remark anyhow. She said, what do you want to do, chase the boys? she was a stepmother.
What courses were offered in school?
Oh, I don't remember.
Were they like foreign languages or sports?
I don't remember. That was in 1928.
I see. Do you think children activities have changed over time? As in things that you used to do in school then and what you hear your grandchildren do now?
Well, I don't know how much they could have changed. Because I only got a granddaughter that just graduated from St. Ambrose. Friday night.
Wow.
And they look so nice. They had gowns on.
That's
and the public school don't have gowns. Only in high school they have it. because my son had it. But she had a white gown and, you know, all in white. And then we had a mass. It was really nice. I like the Saint schools for that reason.
Can you tell me about your ethnic background?
What do you mean by that?
As in your religion and
Well, I'm a Catholic.
And
I gotta thank God I'm here.
You said you were Italian, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm Italian, and my husband's German and Irish, but he speaks Italian. He understands it more than he speaks it, so I can never say anything.
Which church did you attend? Are you still attending the same church?
No, I used to go to Holy Rosary. That's where I got my communion, my confirmation. I go to Our Lady Good Counsel. I just had the last rites by my priest up here when I had this stroke 2.5 years ago, and I was in a coma 4 days. Mm. I got to thank God I'm here. I'm Catholic. I believe in God anyhow.
What's the reason for which you changed churches?
Oh, because I moved. It's too
so
far.
It was closer
and
back.
Now, and even now, I got to beg for a ride to go to church. See, because somebody has to go with me. I'm kind of the cataract guy.
Can you tell me more about your childhood, as in childhood experience, surroundings?
Childhood, we didn't have no childhood. Mm. Because my mother left us when we were 9. My aunt and my uncle lived with us. When they used to go out, we used to run downstairs and go play with the kids. We used to go downstairs and play with the kids. Otherwise, my father used to make us take the shoes off at 5:45 when he went to work at night, and we had to stay in the house if my aunt and uncle went out. Then when we got the stepmother, she didn't do no housework. So we had to come home from school, my sister and I. At that time, we had the tubs. Mm-hmm. Not the washing machine.
Tubs.
And she used to scrub them on, you know, the first wash, and I used to scrub on the second wash. Then the following night, that was like we say Monday, the following night, we used to put the clothes out. We used to go get the clothes, mm-hmm. and then we had to mend the clothes and all. So we really had no childhood. We hardly went out. And then when we went to the store, she timed us.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had to go buy things for her, or you went like for yourself?
No, like me, I went to work for Mitchell Brothers. Uh-huh. The underwear place on River Avenue. Now it's on State Street Extension. Uh-huh. I was 14 years old, and I needed a pair of stockings. And if I went up East Main, there used to be Uridans, 5 and 10. No more now. Uh-huh. Because the building's burned, and Uridans over here is on Capitol Avenue. And he don't have 5 and 10 no more. The father had it. Uh-huh. He's passed away. And I used to go up in Uridans, and I was timed. If I didn't get home a certain time, oh boy, she, you know, whack me or pull my hair.
Nice.
I mean, she was awful mean. I never.
Where did you get your first job?
Mitchell Brothers. Mm-hmm. The ladies' underwears.
That was the first job.
And the slips. Mm-hmm. I started for $3 a week, trimming threads. Then the boss gave me, marking the straps of where the slips went, $6 a week. Then I became errand girl, $8 a week.
Was that like pretty good?
Well, at that time, they say it was good, 1928.
Wow.
And then 29. And then I told my boss, because I came in one morning with all scratches on my face. My stepmother did it. I told you, we were timed for everything. And if we weren't on time, we were 5 minutes late, we used to get it.
Wow.
And so he put me on the machine, and I started to make $16, $17 a week. And I had to pay board. I was making $6. I paid board $5.
Oh, God.
And $1 was for me. And I came all the way from, Eli Street is not there now, but Kazoo Street is there. And House Street. And I had to walk it. If I didn't have 5 cents to take a bus.
Wow, that's how much it was, 5 cents?
Yeah, and the trolley car used to go by, too. I don't know how much that was.
How were the trolley cars? How were they different?
What?
Were they cheaper? Were they...
Well, they were cheaper at that time. If the bus was 5 cents. On East Main, I used to get the trolley car. Whatever came first. Mm-hmm. Because they had to go all the way down near Seaside Park, Railroad Avenue.
Do you know where they were taking out the trolley cars? Do you have any idea where?
No, that I don't know. I wish they didn't. Mm-hmm. I think today is too much hustle and bustle. Everybody's in a hurry.
Yeah.
Now, my husband takes me out for a ride, you know? Because I'm in the house all the time, and Shannon. Do you know, some of those women that are driving, even though I'm a woman driver, they look at you so stupid. They cut you off. They get in front of you. They cause accident.
Sure.
See, when I got my license, I was 416th woman only. And I got my, oh my God, I got that there before my son was born. He's 37 years old.
When did you get your first car? How old were you when you got your first car?
Well, I drove my husband's first car. I didn't get a first car.
Okay.
I didn't have no license.
When did
your
husband get his first car? When were you able to afford one?
He had it in the service.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
They just stole my 77 T-Bird in December.
Yeah.
I'm paying $1,680 because I put new transmission. I had a paint job done. I put in the Midas muffler.
Wow.
I mean it, they took it right in front of the house. That's nothing.
Was the city safe then? Was it safer then than it is now?
Oh, I don't know.
As in burglaries?
I think so. I'm afraid to go out at night over there. I wasn't afraid. I told you I used to go buy stockings on East Main Street and everything. I wasn't afraid, and I was, what, only a kid, 15 years old.
So it was much safer than it is
now. Well, I think so, because they took my grill now, last Monday, the gas grill. They took a bench out there. I mean, it's ridiculous. I think there's more crimes today. And then I asked for a cop up here. I want a cop to patrol this, because I'm going away the 7th of July. My son will be here, but he works all day.
Tell me, can you tell me anything about teenage dating back then? Were teenagers dating or anything?
No, because I wasn't allowed to date. I don't know.
But how about the other teenagers?
See, we never were allowed to be like
with
the
everybody else.
Like they are today. Get on the telephone, call this one, call that. We never did that. We never had a telephone.
Oh, you didn't have a telephone, right.
We didn't have a telephone.
You didn't have TV sets, you didn't have...
We didn't have time to talk on the phone.
I think this was in the early ages. You didn't have refrigerators and stoves? Is that so?
No, not exactly. As far as I remember, we had... the refrigerator, but I remember the old ice box. The ice man used to bring ice
for the refrigerator.
For the ice box, not the refrigerator.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he used to bring it, come upstairs, bring it up in the house. They don't do that no more.
No. So you weren't involved in any activities in your teenage years.
No, I told you what my stepmother did.
I see.
Then I got married just before I was 16, and I had the first boy. Well, he's over 50 now. He's a fireman. I had 6 children with a set of twins.
Wow.
But after 17 years, I divorced him.
Wow.
And I got married.
So you got married early.
Yeah, and I'm married 39 years with this one. Well, what does a girl know about love at 15 and 16?
True. Was it that you got married because you really needed to get out of the
No,
house?
Yes. I did. I went from the frying pan to the fire. Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you brought it up. Yes, just to get out of the house. She was so mean. She used to accuse my sister of stealing some money from the store. Boy, she used to get up and play ghost and everything at night. Scared the shit out of her.
No problem. Can you please tell me about the neighborhood growing up, like the changes that occurred?
What?
How did the neighborhood change while you were growing up? As in...
What do you mean? Like you take Hallam School?
Yeah.
Now, Hallam School, when my husband went there, it was a wooden building.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a couple of rooms, a wooden building. And when you had to go to the bathroom, you had to go outside. So now it's a brick building.
I see.
Because my granddaughter went there. That was according to my husband, because I didn't live over here. I lived like on Green Street, mm-hmm. near Hamilton. Right. I started on Nickel Street. I went to Franklin School. And then we went to Sterling Street, which is Pulaski Street now, where Kobe High School was.
Why do you think the names of the streets changed?
I don't
so
know.
Much?
They named it after Pulaski. He was supposed to be a great man. I don't know. I don't keep up with the times. But I went to that school. Uh-huh. That's when my mother left me on Sterling Street, 211. The house don't stand no more. It was right across from school, but I went to that school. Then they made a high school, and they sent us to Watersville School. And I went to Watersville School till the last 5 months. We used to pass twice a year.
Wow.
Yeah. 8th first, 8th second, 7th first, 7th second. You know, that's what they called it. Now, like me, I finish 8th first. Oh, boy. I finish 8th first in Waterville School.
Uh-huh.
I had to go to Franklin School because I lived on Howie and Elias.
Uh-huh.
Howe Street is there, but not Elias. Because,
There's an Elias Howe School now.
Huh?
There's an Elias Howe School now.
No, that ain't the school. I'm not talking about the school. I'm talking about Franklin School. I lived on Howard and Elias Street.
Uh-huh, okay.
What is there now? Oh, what do you call it? The ones that play the game.
Highlights.
They're the ones that bought the property around. Well, right across the street from where we had a store there, mm-hmm. right across the street was Manning, Maxwell, and Moore. They used to make pipes.
Oh, I see.
They used to make trucks.
Oh, that was a pretty good employment for
them. Yeah. Well, how do I know? The boy that died, my brother that died, my stepmother, if he had a couple papers left in the snow, rain, and ice, he had to go out and sell them. Mm-hmm. He used to sell the paper in front of the Manning Maxwell and Moore. I mean, I couldn't believe that she's really mean. There's such mean people. There is. And these children got it good today. So,
where are the blocks?
And then another thing, on Green Street, mm-hmm. near Walter Street, there used to be a police station, the branch, you know?
Really?
Yeah, they did away with it. And Altieri Bakery used to be right on Green Street. You buy bread for 5 cents a loaf. And we used to buy it in a bag, you know? Sometimes people buy 10 loaves of bread and they put them in the cloth bags. And they used to make sheets out of them.
Wow.
And pillowcases, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we bleach them, wash them, and, you know, excuse me, try to get the print of the flower on it.
Nice.
Sometimes you got a nice, sometimes you got flower material.
Wow.
Bags. Oh, yeah. How do you like to buy a loaf of bread for 5 cents?
In a flour bag.
And then the flour bag, you make sheets out of it and make pillowcase. I know.
So I could see now why you could do okay with $15 a week.
Well, $3 a week at first.
Oh, yeah. True.
But then my mother, my stepmother took $5 from me. I was getting six.
And she was getting like...
And she was getting five, I was getting one. Then afterwards, I was getting $8 for the errand girl. Oh. I was, the errand girl. Mm-hmm. I was getting eight. So I had to put $2 a week in the bank. Wow. $1 for me, five for my stepmother. And that bank used to be on East Main Street near Barnum Avenue. It went out of business. Mm-hmm. You know that we used to have a show we called the Garlic House up there?
Really?
Is it on? My father had to sleep because he had to go to work on a Saturday. So he used to give 20 cents, 5 cents each kid. We were four kids. And 1 penny for candy.
Wow.
You can't buy candy for 1 penny.
You used to be able to buy one candy, just one little tiny piece of candy. And now it's like 3 pennies, one candy.
And then another thing, when you go to show, that's why I say times were better then. You take your ticket and rip it. Now, if you get there at the beginning of the show, you don't get no stub back. Uh-huh. But if the show has started, he'll give you stub back. Uh-huh. But you don't stay for the second show. Uh-huh. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, you go in, buy your ticket, like now, and you could stay for 20 shows. They don't care.
Uh-huh.
Nobody chases you out.
Yeah.
But over there they had a man, and as long as you make the first show, I remember Hoot Gibson and, Tom Ritter, all those cowboys, they used to have a serious, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that, say, continue next week.
And you would go for the series like the next week?
Yeah, as long as you, 5 cents
yeah.
and a penny. 24 cents my father used to get rid of four kids and he could sleep.
Wow.
Because my aunt lived with us and she was a young girl. She just got married when she lived with us to my uncle.
So then
my uncle was on my mother's side. See? But he lived in our house. So they don't do that no more. That's why I think we got a lot of crimes. Because the kids could stay in the show till the last show.
Yeah.
You pay one... No, over here, if you didn't see the whole picture, he'd give you a stub. And then, lights went on after the first show, and he checked everybody to see if they had a stub to stay. Otherwise, out you go.
Wow.
That's better. That at least the kids... You know, they went to the show. They seen
they got
it.
Got out then.
You know, they seen it all. You know, now the kids could do what they want.
Tell me, do you think that young people and elderly people do not understand each other? Like,
well,
because they have different points of view.
Well, today I think so.
Yes, but do you think they don't understand each other?
I don't see why not.
Old-fashioned, or you know how grandmothers are. Or
yeah, well, you get that all the time.
But why do you think that is? Why do you think they don't understand each other?
I don't know. I know what I did with my granddaughter. $2 to go to show, 13-year-old kid. I won't give her the money no more. That'll straighten them out. I don't know why. Why they call us old bags? I don't know. Not everybody's like that. I met a lot of young people now. When I walk, I gotta watch, you know, if there's a sidewalk, go down or up. A lot of them help me. You know, one day I said to a fella, he was in front of Bradley's not long ago. He said, flowers for sale. I looked at him, I love roses. So I looked at him, I says, no free sample? He took one, he wrapped it up and he gave it to me. He was a young fella. See, you can't say all about all of them, you know what I mean?
But sometimes they really don't understand each other because
Why? Because they're thick-headed.
The elderly grew up like in a different society, and the young grew up.
No, a lot of the grandmothers are coming up to the standards of today. So I don't know. Yeah, I know what you mean. Because the young generation, with all that baloney they sell in the stores. My granddaughter, 13 years old, fingernail polish. I put it on, but when I go out.
Yeah.
But they...
How about makeup? Were you allowed to wear makeup?
I wore lipstick when I was 16.
But were you allowed to, or that was when you got married?
Yeah.
But you weren't allowed to wear it in the
house. I don't care for makeup. I look like a clown that's why I tell my granddaughter, you look like a clown putting all that stuff on your face.
True.
See, then maybe that's why they don't get along with the older people, because I said, so you look like a clown. And she say, oh, Gran, you know her.
Could you tell me a little bit about relationships, as in, what was racism going on?
What?
Racism,
I can't hear you sometimes.
Was racism going on? As in, could some people not get a job because of their color or race or
I don't believe it. I don't believe in that. I work with all kinds. Even when I was a kid, I played with the, when I had a chance to.
I'm talking about like the society.
Oh, you mean
in general.
They shouldn't do that.
But were they doing it? Like some jobs, you just go.
Yeah, I know what you mean now. Yeah, but I don't remember.
I see.
To me, like the woman down the street, she was a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. She was colored. She used to work in Learners. See, so it didn't bother me with your question. See, like today they make a big issue out of it.
So you think there's more discrimination going on now than it was before?
I think so. Yes. Because we were kids and we went with them. And when we grew up, I still went to the Learners to see the woman. And I worked with them. I worked for them in the Diocese of Bridgeport.
Wow.
She was the head secretary. And I still got a telephone number and I called her. See what I mean? To me, I'm funny anyway.
Yeah, but was everybody like that? Not too many people.
Well, how could I say to you? It's not like today. Today, you know what's the matter? Everybody minds everybody else's business. That's it. At that time, I don't know how the other people.
You're on your own, like.
Yes, but now, like today, everybody,
Can you tell me anything about the Depression years? Do you remember anything about it?
Yeah, that's when my first son was born.
How did it affect your family?
Well, I just gave birth to the baby. And he was making $35 a week. And then as I was getting all those children, six of them, I had a set of twins too. I used to live on $35 a week. Now I make spaghettis, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I use a pound of sausage and a pound of chopped meat, sometimes more. Mm-hmm. But then that time I used to use half a pound of meat and divide it with the six children, my husband and I.
There wasn't enough food?
And no. Well, I mean, not with the pay.
What was actually going on, as in, on the outside? What was going on with everybody? No jobs?
There was no work.
Was there enough food in the stores and everything?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
But there was no money to buy it.
There wasn't that much money to spend. That's what it was. Because that's what I used to do. I used to cut a piece of meat for everybody. Take a half a pound of meat and make eight pieces.
Were there food lines and food?
Oh.
And rationing?
Yes, there was. Not that you remind me. I used to go in the morning and get milk and bread on Was that Steuben Street? A Boot Street. Boot, boot, boot. Mm-hmm. I used to get milk and bread. The Salvation Army used to give it too. Donuts and all. You had to go downtown.
To everybody?
Well, I guess you I don't remember if I had to show anything or not. But as long as I said six kids goodbye, they gave it to me. Yeah, I used to get milk and bread every morning for the kids.
So was there any rationing, as in?
Oh, we had the boxes, WPA.
Really?
Yeah, you used to get the margarine, white.
Wow.
And they used to put a package of a yellow color. And then you had a...
Oh, you had to mash it in.
Yeah. But and rice and beans. They used to get... Now, my father lost his house at Depression.
Really?
Yeah, he couldn't pay the last $1,200. But he got it back afterwards, you know?
Really? How, yeah. What happened?
I don't know how he got it back, but all he still told me that he lost at that time. And he was working, oh, I know, I think he was paying out of the $560 they gave him a week and the box, the rationing. Mm-hmm. And my father used to get it. He worked at WPA, he put the stone wall up on 90 acres. You know, they gave him work to do.
You didn't, that way he was able to get
We didn't, that's another thing they make a mistake. They get welfare here today. They don't work. Put them to work like they did with the box and the 560. Mm-hmm. See?
True.
And then the welfare should look into it.
But there's some people that really need the welfare.
Yeah. The welfare should look into it. Now, I know a Puerto Rican family. Well, I don't know if she's there now. This was 5 years ago. She used to get 3 checks. She was married to 3 different guys. That wasn't true. Using 3 names.
Wow.
See, here's a mistake over here.
Wow.
We used to have the welfare lady come down our house. Now, she never told us when she's coming. That's better. You know why?
She got you.
That's right.
With whatever you do.
But today they don't do that. They call up and say, we're coming down Thursday. So if there's a guy living with them, they get rid of the guy. See, that's where they're not making progress.
Yeah, but...
I know some people need it.
They can't find it. They can't find the people home. That's why they probably have to call, because they can't make trips.
They should go out.
There's too many people. That's fine.
They should go out. I don't care how many people there is. The welfare, the social worker should go out. You'll catch them one time or another. And I'm telling you, that's why we got so many people on welfare today. See, at that time they worked 560 in the box. Then they used to give me shoes.
Yeah?
Yeah, they used to have a place on Grand Street. And the welfare used to give you a ticket, and you go get shoes. I had paper in my shoes. You know, during Depression,
yeah.
$35 a week. I had paper in my shoes. I got a pair of shoes. Otherwise, usually they give it to the kids. So we used to go up there and get shoes. See what a difference there is today? Go out now. I pay $32 for a pair of shoes for my granddaughter for graduation. See what I mean?
Yeah. Prices have changed.
Yeah. Well, I told you that the White Castle,
yeah,
the hamburgers, 5 cents.
They had square hamburgers.
Square hamburgers. They got in New York, the White Tower, yeah. It's like Wendy's.
I didn't know.
Wendy's got square hamburgers. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And then
I looked at them, I just ate them.
then downtown is all changed. I don't see why they don't open the Plaza and the Polize. I used to love to go there. But then I told you, across the street was a Strand Theater, and there was the Lyric, I have a book that's got like Gus Meyer's name, all different actors. They signed my book. They used to have stage show.
Wow.
Wow.
But they knocked it all down. They got an empty lot now, and they got the Clifford House. My sister lives in there. Well, that's nice. That's near Main Street, you know?
I see.
Yeah. And they used to have a Strand Theater on East Main Street. You had to cross Attic Street to go there. They did away with that. Oh, they did away with lots of things.
How about Majestic and Los Polis?
They didn't open it. Polis Palace and the Majestic.
Yeah.
It's still down there. I don't know what they're going to do with it. You know what they're going to do with it? What people are starting to do now. With the taxes that my house is 10 years old. Now, when I build it, they had the builder come down here, the inspector, to see what I had in the house. 4 years later, I was going out, and he came back. And I said, what do you got? What's this? And now, my house was 10 years old, and nobody came here. And they raised it over two times. It was 24? And now they raise it to 60-something. Now the people are starting to move. The people, when they can't pay for their mortgage, they're going to leave the house. I called the tax woman downtown. I wanted to go to a hearing because I think this house is assessed too much. She said, if you can't pay your mortgage, that's too bad. Too bad. Is that the way to talk to people? That's why I say people are fresh today. Fresher than what? Well, they could have been fresh then too, but they were more, I don't know how to explain it. Just like the woman that lived next door.
Patient, understanding.
Understanding, yeah. Like the woman next door, her brother owns a funeral home right across from the Polish church. Well, on Pulaski Street instead of Sterling Street. I still say Sterling Street. Well, she knew my father was working nights, and when my aunt went out, she used to watch out for us. Nobody told her. See, people understood more, I think, at that time than what they do now. They don't understand much.
Can you tell me anything about the World War I or World War II, if you remember?
No, my husband was in World War I.
I was divorced
from my other husband, and I was following him all around. I got different jobs in the tailor shop, and
what did he do?
He was a corporal. He was a truck driver. He used to drive the trucks.
This was the husband that went into World War I, right?
This one here,
yeah.
Not the first one.
Oh, okay. So
John.
You weren't married at that time?
No, I wasn't married to him. We got married right after he got discharged.
How do you think that the war affected Bridgeport economically as well as other communities?
You mean on the war, on kind of the war?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How did it affect your family at that time?
I told you,
Did people lose jobs or things like that? Your family was all right during that time?
See, my husband went in. My husband lost his job.
Mm-hmm.
He was picking up paper, cardboard boxes for Pontillo's.
Oh.
And when he came back, they didn't offer him the job, so he went to work for the city of Bridgeport for $22 a week.
What did he do?
With the bulldozer on the dump. You know, he had to straighten out the dump to make it all even. Not like you got Seaside Park now. You got rats and it stinks. How could they have a picnic there? I've seen people eat there.
Which brings Barnum up, because Barnum gave this Seaside to the city, part of it anyway. Can you tell me about Barnum?
I can't tell you nothing about Barnum, but they should get all these people on welfare and go get them cleaned up. I mean it. He gave them so much. And then they shouldn't have the dump down there. See, they build an incinerator. I don't know how many millions of dollars, and they're not using it.
Do you know what happened before with the garbage?
It was on Bostock Avenue.
They had a dump there?
No, they had the incinerator. My husband worked there. See, after that there, my husband went to the incinerator. Then he became foreman, too. And I used to go up there and see him. And see the garbage all in a big pit. and they burn it.
I see.
See, and it don't affect the city. But the Seaside Pocket does.
Candy and ice cream were 5 cents.
Hershey bars. They were bigger.
Yeah, well.
Oh, you know what we had that was... See, they don't have nothing today. We used to have a man... I remember because I was only about 4 or 5 years old. I lived on Green Street. Because we lived one side of Green Street. Then we bought a house.
Uh-huh.
So he used to come around. Like, I don't know if once a week or what. And he had a truck. Mm-hmm. And he had a merry-go-round on it.
Wow.
And I used to say, Ma, give me 2 cents. The merry-go-round man's here. And for 2 cents, we used to get a ride. He used to give us a long ride. I don't see that no more. But you don't know about
nobody,
that, huh?
Nobody would let their kids go on a ride with them.
Yeah,
with the man.
Oh, no. The man gave the ride.
I know, but the parents wouldn't just leave the kids outside to play. They don't trust people.
Oh, how come we were trusted outside?
Yeah, but there was different times.
Oh, you mean today?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know what you meant. You mean today? We were playing and we see the guy come and we used to go holler for our mother to give us 2 cents and go riding around on the merry-go-round. That's something you don't see.
True.
See, there's no recreation. I don't know. And why does a child of today get bored?
They get a lot of TV and...
I think so. I think the television is spoiling them. You know why? I used to listen to the radio.
Yeah, because you didn't have a TV then.
That's right.
When did you get your first TV set?
1950.
Wow.
My husband got it. But otherwise, I didn't care. But I used to listen to the radio. And the kids used to sit down and listen. You know what? I had an easy time to raise 6 kids then they are raising 2 or 3 today.
That's another question. If you had a choice of raising your kids now and then, as in like if you were young now and raising your kids and young then and raising your kids,
I would never
would you choose? Would you choose back then or would you choose these days?
I would choose those days because there was no television. It didn't make the children, you know.
At least you'll have them off your back, like, you know, they'd be watching.
Yeah, but they used to go outside and play.
Yeah,
they used to go outside and play. You take the kids today, even my granddaughter, when she comes here, they sit by the television, look at the music, and look at the... we got the cable vision, and all that junk stuff. I hate that.
Do they live with you?
No, she comes down to see me every week since I had the stroke. No, my son lives with me. He's divorced from his wife. So she's divorced kid. I feel sorry for her. Because you know who pays for the divorce? The children.
True.
Yep. Because they need both parents.
That's very true.
Yeah. So, I told you about the bread and all, huh? Yes. And when I went to work. And, I didn't tell you that my son graduated from high school, but it's a city hall now.
Yeah.
Because they had a choice.
You told me.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me. I heard before that Bursley Park was something else before it came, Bursley Park. Do you know what's the
name behind it? That I don't remember. I always remember Bursley Park.
Okay.
Down at the end of the street at Sylvan Avenue there, we used to have a beach. We used to go swimming.
Really?
Until they made a highway.
Wow. How did the highway change things? As in people...
Oh, it took away a lot of things.
Do you think it's an improvement for the city, or do you think it was better off without it?
That I can't say. That I don't know. Because now look at Pleasure Beach. They ought to do something with that. We ain't got no recreation. You taught me. I went to the feast the other night, Holy Rosary. Last year they had so many stands, so many things. I went the other night when my granddaughter graduated. There's nothing, hardly anything. See, I like tripe, and they make it with gravy, you know, and hot pepper. They didn't have nothing. Where was Italian food? Hot dogs, hamburgers. Oh, Monaco, that's all.